Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
I'll do a DJ Double impression. Talk Over podcast, DJ Stash, DJ Double, inside the building.
Hashtag Talk Over podcast. We're in the building.
Inside the rider. What's going on, Dubs?
I'm all right.
Good morning, mate.
I'm all right, mate. I've had a good run of shows recently, so.
A good what, run of shows?
A good run of shows, yeah. Last weekend, the bank holiday weekend was good to me. Multiple shows, but I'm not going to lie, bruv. So I have obviously my Monday night and Tuesday night residency as well. So I ended up doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two shows on Sunday because we had the daytime garden party and then the nighttime one.
Money bags. Then, Mr. Money bags.
No, I work for free. Then Monday and then...
Works for exposure. He works for exposure.
I'm doing it for Instagram followers. But then I did Monday and Tuesday as well. So Wednesday was my first night off. I'm not going to lie, bruv. Like, I'm tired. It has worn me down.
And I think... You're feeling it today, bruv.
I think
you're just getting old, G.
You know what it is? It might be that, but a few years ago, it wouldn't have been an issue. I swear, I remember I did a run of shows once. I think I had like 16 shows in a row, 16 nights in a row. And I sailed through it, bruv, and it was sick. I was tired by the end of it, but yeah, man.
When you're younger, you're undefeatable, brother. That's what it is. Like, even I was saying this the other day, I used to be able to drink so well when I was young. I could go out, DJ, turn up, wake up the next day, I'm nice.
Yeah, I'm nice.
No hangover. I'm not feeling it. Now I get a hangover from DJing.
Oh, I'll be real, bruv. I've always been a pussy when it comes to drinking. Like, I've always been a bitch.
You little pussy.
Always been a bitch when it comes to drinking. Like, I can't handle my drinks.
I've drank with you before, bro.
Yeah, and the hangovers are very, very real. But no, you know what? I think this tiredness thing, I don't think it's necessarily my age. Because I'm not old, just like to put that out there. I think, you know what it is? I think being able to do the shows in the past was when I could come in from DJing and literally sleep until like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the evening if I wanted to. Do you know what I mean? You can come in at six or seven in the morning. Basically like you do now. But I can get in at like 4, 5, 6 in the morning, sometimes even 7 o'clock. And even back then, you know, I was even leaving the club, going to the studio. So I wasn't actually even coming home until like 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe 12 o'clock, then going to sleep.
But sleeping for as long as I wanted to
because I had nothing else to do. That was literally when just club DJing was the only thing I was doing. Whereas now it's different. Obviously, you've got the podcast that we do, got the interviews that I do, got various bits and bobs in and out of London, got other things, do you know what I mean? Constantly on the workflow in the daytime as well. And plus, for me...
Work don't stop, man.
The work doesn't stop, but for me as well, it's about family time too. Do you know what I mean? So I've got my little boy, I've got Leanne to spend time with and stuff. So back then, none of these factors were in place. It was just the clubs. And now, it's literally like 24 hours a day there is something to do.
Now, bank holidays most times mess you up anyway, bruv. I had the same as you, bro. A mad one over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then I played in Newcastle Saturday night and I was meant to come home on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, man. Ended up getting super waved. I played this day party on Sunday. Shout out to Spy Bar. That place was sick.
Oh, yo, bruv, the
day party was lit, man.
Yeah.
It was lit. I get there, 2 o'clock, half two in the afternoon, manager's feeding me, shots of straight vodka, bruv.
Oh. At two o'clock in the afternoon?
I had to firm a couple of them shots.
I'm not even lying, I don't think I'd cope.
I gotta say though, that day party, brother, like, do you know when does any song... Any song, yeah. Any selection, like, they're just having it. Like, it's just the vibe. Like, I've been there before to rave. I partied there last year. And then this year, I got to DJ there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was lit, man. Like Q's there in his mink fur jacket. looking like some fucking pimp, bro.
Man, like Q-ball, big ass Q-ball.
All the DJs come through, like all the promoters go through there and rub shoulders, and it's kind of, yeah, it's just, it was just lit, man. That was one of the better gigs. I just think day parties just have a special vibe about them, innit? Like you'd done your garden party, and you, I swear you said last year that was your favorite gig, and then this year was even better.
Yeah, so last year the garden party in Southampton was my favorite set of the whole year, and this year obviously we're only just into May, innit? But this year the set was even better than last year. The crowd, bruv. You know, it's them ones where literally like,
go on, son.
And obviously I do a lot of hosting as well. So there's times where I can, and I've explained this before, where I can just literally turn the music off and just chat for a bit before I play a next song. And like,
yeah.
It was just a complete vibe, man. Like it's just different when it's a daytime party, I don't know what it is. Different atmosphere.
Exactly that. Why is that? Like, why do people come out in the daytime with a completely different mentality? Like, these same people would come out on a Saturday night and be stush.
yeah. And
on a Sunday afternoon, it's lit. Like, everyone's smiling, they're not pushing the music, like, they're leaving the DJs alone. Like, no one even come asking for records or nothing, bro.
No, like, I don't think anyone asked for a request. And it's funny because the exact same set, like, it was a proper... Like, I proper shelled it on Sunday at the garden party, bro. Like, sick. Honestly.
Double was feeling himself.
No. I'm proud to own this one, bro. I say it with my chest, man. Like, literally, like, I shelled it on Sunday. But if I took the exact same set, even the way I hosted it, and put that into a club set at nighttime, I don't know if it would have the exact same effect. It'd still be good, but I just don't know if it would have... like when people reacted the way that they do and the times that I was reloading songs, I don't know if it would be the same in the club. It's weird, man.
It's like it just puts up, it's like there's just an aura in the air, like it just like changes people's mentalities, man. Everyone just relaxes a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
It might literally just be because the sun's still up. Because our one is obviously, I know Spy Bar, it's indoors, but our one is an outdoor party. It's a garden party.
So that's even better, man.
Yeah,
that's even better, bro.
It's just daytime vibes, and it's obviously like it goes on till 10 o'clock. So by the time we're finished, it's starting, or it is dark. It's been dark for like an hour or whatever. But the whole build up to it and the beginning part of my set, it's all still daylight. So it might be just to do with that. Literally, people are just having fun in the day.
Yeah, possibly. But anyway,
I wanted to ask you about your body clock, because I know you've had some. Like a busy time fam, recently, and you're sleeping.
I've just had a rough
right and center.
Trust me, I've just had the sickest running with the body clock stuff, man. Like literally, in the space of, in fact, I've just had to reflip it again this week for a dental appointment.
Right,
getting me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. So basically, it was before I went away with the wifey. I'd just done like 5 gigs back to back, so I'm going to bed at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, getting out the club at like 4, by the time I get home, 5. And then I have this thing where I can't just go to bed after a gig, man. Like I'll sit in the car for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Calm down. Then I'll go into the crib and I'll sit down and I'll chill in there. I know DJs have this thing where they sit in the car on the phone for ages.
Yeah.
Like,
we spoke about that with Martin, didn't we?
I've been doing that shit for time, bro. But then I'll go in the house and I'll do it again. I can't just like... So it's like 6 a.m. before I get in bed.
Shit, so you're spending literally like 45 minutes just on the phone once you get home?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, sometimes. Which is not healthy, really. But I know I don't sleep well in it. So like I have to tire myself out.
Yeah.
Literally, before I can sleep. If I try and get in bed before I'm tired and force myself to sleep, impossible, brother. Like, it just will not happen.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm an insomniac.
So anyway, by the time 6 o'clock comes, I'm in bed, get up, try and get up at a normal time, man.
How long do you sleep for usually? Do you, like, when you're setting what time you get up the next day, let's say it's Wednesday night, you've just got into bed at 6 o'clock in the morning, now Thursday morning. How do you judge when you're going to get out of bed?
Well, do you know what? I don't...
Right. So you don't, you don't set an alarm or anything. Do you just literally?
This is what wifey always says to me, man. She's like, you need to set an alarm. You need to get in a routine. But I don't sleep very well anyway. Yeah. Basically, I'll have like a week of shit night sleep, and then I'll have one night of good sleep because I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird, man. Like, if I go to bed at like six, I'll get like 4 hours of clean sleep. And then after that, it's just like broken sleep.
Right, yeah.
I'll just keep waking up, going back to sleep, waking up, like mad frustrating. It's horrible. But yeah, I've like four minimum. And then, like, obviously yesterday, we were meant to record this yesterday, and that was the day of like the day that I slept in. I woke up at like 2. Yeah. So I got like 7-8 hours. When I get a 7-8 hour sleep, I feel on top of the world, mate. Yeah. I swear to God, it doesn't happen. So anyway, 4 or 5 nights back to back, going to bed 6 a.m. Then on the Sunday, I'm going away with wifey. She gets up and goes to work at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so you're literally on opposite body clocks, innit?
Yeah, so I'll come in from the club. She's getting up and we'll have a brew together at the table before she goes to work and before I get in bed.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, When we go away together, I have to adapt to her body clock kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then I'll try and go to bed at like 11, 12, midnight. Impossible. And then getting up at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So then after doing that for a week, it takes me a week to adapt. So I'm feeling like shit all week while we're away. I'm not saying nothing to wife, I'm just firming it. By the time it gets to the end of the week, I've got my body clock used to going to bed early.
Yeah, back into daytime
then I fly back the next night. I'm DJing again, and I'm back in at 5, 6 a.m. Mad. Then on the Monday, after doing 4 or 5 days again back to back, I've got to be up at 8 a.m. to have a dental appointment after a gig, getting in at 5.
Yeah.
Bruv, honestly, mate, I've been feeling like walking dead.
Yeah, it's like, mad, like, bruv. It is.
It's like a surreal out-of-body experience that you can't explain.
Yeah.
Like, and you just feel like, I can't explain it, man. I can't explain the feeling. Like, you just feel like you're not there.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Like you're not with it at all.
I have times like that. It most happens to me, yeah, when I get those feelings, when I've been driving back. If I have to drive back a long way from a gig, I'll wake up the next day and remember parts of the drive, but not remember the whole drive. But I'll remember like, oh right,
this guy said he remembers parts of the guy's falling asleep at intervals.
But honestly, there's part of the drive, like whole sections of a motorway that I don't even remember. When I wake up the next day, I'm like, shit,
how did I get home?
Like, not how did I get home, but I'm like, right, there's certain landmarks, or do you know what I mean? Like service stations or certain parts of the drive. Like, just for example, I won't remember, there's a bridge that I have to go under really close to my house. And I'll just be like, I don't remember going past the bridge. Like,
yo, that sounds mad dangerous.
But there's no way I could have got to my house without going under the bridge. I have to go under the bridge, otherwise I'm not home. I like,
the guy's just gone into autopilot mode.
Literally, bruv. I think I just glaze over and just follow the white lines on the road, and then I'm home. It's fucking weird, man. But I know exactly what you mean about that, like that weird hazy feeling you get in your brain. I do get it sometimes. I
don't like it, man. Like, it fully mashes up your flow. Like, you can't, like, for a couple of days, it takes you a couple of days to start feeling normal again. Like, I hate flipping my body clock around.
Oh,
like, wifey does it when she does nights, and because she's not used to it, like, we're semi-used to it. Like, we work, like, we've been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
So, like, she's started doing, like, nights. So every other month, they'll flip her shift to a night shift for a week.
Yeah.
Bro, yo, the first time she done that, bro, oh my, she was out of the game. Like, it made her ill. She was sick. She had to go off sick for a week. Like, fully mashed her up, man. So I was like, fucking hell. Like, we've been dealing with this for time. Like, our bodies are finished, mate.
Well, I think the thing is, like, yeah, that's, like, see where we've been DJing, like, we've both been doing clubs now as, like, the permanent job for, well, over 10 years now. And so, like, for 10, us...
10, 12 years for me.
For us, being active at 2 a.m., being creative at, like, from 1 till 3, that's a normality for us. And I think what's the time now? So it's... Right now, it's 10 to 2.
Right now, it's 10 to 2, G. Can you believe this?
In the afternoon. But I feel like that's why right now, at this time of day, I'm probably at my slowest. Do know what I mean? Like, if I have to create a mix now or do something now, it would probably take me twice as much time to do it than it would if I was to sit down 12 hours from now and actually do it.
Okay.
But you know what? Everything changed for me. See, I used to literally just do clubs and then sleep until I wanted to wake up. And I never used to set an alarm. So I was getting like 8 hours, sometimes even 9 hours sleep if my body just wanted to sleep for that long. Get up whenever, just do whatever. When my son was born, when Roman was born, that was when everything changed, because obviously now we've got a baby in the house. I was coming in from the club and then having to look after a newborn baby because Leanne had been up with him all night. So then I'm having to deal with him for a couple hours. So I wasn't getting into bed till like 9 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Like, wow. I know, yeah, bruv. That's horrific. Honestly, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. And that was for like the first year of his life. He was kind of up and down throughout the night.
It's like you want to try and live a semi-normal life, innit, as well. Like, especially with you, with the little one. Like,
oh, yeah, DJing, that's...
But
well,
you still have to, like, your sleep is minimal, man. This guy... I'll be speaking to this guy after the rave. It's 5 o'clock. Well, I've got to be up in 2.5 hours.
No, but you know what? I've tried to scale back a little bit. Do you remember, like, I think last week I was saying about how I've cut a lot of dead wood off of the things that I do, so I'm not as active. You know, we were talking about like spinning too many plates, basically, and DJs doing too much stuff.
Yeah.
And so in the same process of cutting all that stuff off that I didn't need to do, things that weren't connecting, it actually has allowed me to get a little bit more time sleeping. Because I've realized, bruv, like, it's not healthy for me to be doing these 2 hour drives when I've only had 3 hours sleep. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty dangerous. What I did manage to do, I managed to master what I called a 10 minute sleep. And it literally is exactly as it sounds. Go to sleep for 10 minutes. And then
the guy said it's exactly how it sounds.
It's a 10-minute sleep.
It's a 10-minute sleep.
Yeah. So basically, once you get used to it, bruv, you can go to sleep for 10 minutes and that'll set you for the night. You're good now. So like...
No, that's not possible for me, bruv.
No. But you can... I mean...
10-minute sleep.
I'm just saying, for me, it works, but it didn't work straight away. It took a long time to get into it. So let me talk you through why I had to start doing it. So on Mondays... Excuse me. On Mondays, I'd get up in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I wasn't working Sunday night. I'd get up at 7 o'clock in the morning with Roman, get him ready for school, take him to school, drop him off, then go to the gym, then come back from about 10 o'clock onwards. That's when my working day would start. So I'd be getting on with like mixes or radio show prep or interview prep or whatever I had to do during the daytime, excuse me, like catching up with music, etc., etc. Then 3 o'clock comes, have to go and get Roman from school, pick him up, and then spend the afternoon with him doing the family stuff till about 5-6 o'clock when we all have dinner together. Then he goes to bed. So from 7:30, he's gone to bed. That's basically like the time when I've not got to work, because in the night time at 11 o'clock, I have to leave to go to the club. So I've now got a couple hours. Yeah. Obviously, I want to spend a little bit of time with Leanne because I've been working all weekend and this and that, etc. So we spend a little bit together. It'd get to probably about 9:30, 9. And then what I would do, I would go to sleep for 10 minutes. Like 10 to 15 minutes, but mostly 10 minutes. And then sleep for 10 minutes, get up, go get in the shower, get changed, then boom. It probably...
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I tell you...
10 minutes sleep, you know.
Yeah.
That made me feel worse. I think that made me feel worse.
Well, after a while, I actually started to feel all right. And what it would do is I'd be knackered by the time I go to sleep for 10 minutes, and then literally, I set an alarm, so I wake up 10 minutes later, and then I feel refreshed. I feel like I've had a full night's sleep, and then I'm, boom, jump in the car, get shirt up down to the club. Oh shit, I'm yawning now.
Sound like you need a fucking 10 minutes.
I need a 10 minute sleep, mate. Yeah. All right, I tell you what, you chat for 10 minutes, bro. I'm just going to close my eyes and I'll be back in with my contribution in 10 minutes time. But I tell you, when I figured out that 10 minutes was a good time, it was when I was driving back from the clubs and I'd have to go to sleep. So what I'd do is I'd pull over on the motorway, and you know the little lay-bys on the motorway where the police park their cars to be off the motorway but still So that they're
doubles parking up like some did, like some CID,
like some undercover police. But you know they've got like ramps. You know they've got ramps next to the motorway, so they're not parked on the hard shoulder. Yeah, they're like elevated out the way. Yeah. I would reverse into one of them, bruv. Park my car up and go to sleep for like 10 minutes, and that was that was when I realised that I could actually properly do 10 minute sleeps. It was doing those drives.
So nah, that's a dope idea, bro, to be fair. Like, since I started using the gym, like, that has definitely made me a little bit more tired throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, now, before, I'll just be, like, I'll just be super active and jittery all the time, like I was on flipping crack, mate. Like, the gym has definitely, like, leveled me out when it comes to, like, I do get a bit tired now. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to have little naps, but that I'll go and lie in bed, and I'll just lay there for an hour, and I'm not sleeping, then I'll get up.
Yeah, but you know what, even actually
I'll just lie there,
but like, lying down and just resting your brain helps a bit as well. I did quite a bit of reading about it because I wanted to know if I was messing myself up with these little 10 minute sleeps or anything like that. And I even just lying down and relaxing, even if you can't get to sleep, just lying down and relaxing your brain actually does help a little bit. Not as much as if you were getting the sleep, of course, but it does help. It does help a bit.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's the stage that I'm at. It's just a resting the brain thing. Like, I'll just go and lie down, but yeah, actually turning off. I have this thing where if it's daylight outside, my body just won't allow it, man. Like, I've seen people tweeting about this stuff, saying they have like three. I thought I was weird because I could only get 3-4 hours sleep.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's bare people out there that are doing that.
I think, like, there's quite a lot.
That's not healthy. It's not healthy, man. Like, what's the average? What did he say the average is? Like 6 to 8.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
like 6 to 8 hours is a good average, isn't it? Like, that happens. It's very rare, bro.
If I go to sleep nowadays, I'll generally, like, especially because last week, for example, I had a bunch of shows together, and I wasn't sleeping really very much in between them. And by the last show, I felt so ill, brother. Like, a problem. My nose was streaming. I just felt so ill. So I just went to bed and didn't set an alarm. I just slept until I woke up and I felt good again. But if I do that, so if I go to sleep and don't set an alarm, I'll sleep for 7 hours. And then literally almost 7 hours on the dot, my body will just wake me up. Like, cool, we're good to go. So like, unless I'm ill, I can't remember the last time I slept longer than 7 hours, to be honest.
Yeah, it's unheard of.
Not like proper sober, normal sleep. I think.
I've been sick, like if I've been ill.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If I'm ill,
that's it. Like, well, I'm probably ill for that reason.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
because I'm not sleeping and just grinding 24/7. Like, literally. Yeah. I remember, bro. Like, this. Like, if I go back like 5-6 years ago, I would never want to sleep because I was like so hungry to like do this music thing.
Yeah.
I felt like it. I felt like if I like turned off in the day, like I was like cheating myself.
Yeah.
Definitely. I was obsessed with the grind. Don't get me wrong, I'm still obsessed with the grind now, but I've just found more of a balance with it. But back then, like, I just felt like I was cheating the game, man. Like, you can't be sleeping when everyone else is moving. Like, you got to keep it moving at all times. Yeah. And, like, that's the point where I was at, man. Like, I had to really fucking pull that back a little bit
and get
more of a balance. Well, especially now, I'm trying to like do creative stuff on as well as my DJing, which is where a lot of my daytime focus is. So I'm trying to like get up and be productive as well as working late at night.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And that comes back again to what I was saying about like when I'm active in London, going to do the interviews and stuff, and all the interview prep and this and that. And obviously, the artists, they're out doing. They want to come and do an interview. They don't want to do it at 2 a.m. They want to do it in the daytime, so like I've got to be up active in the daytime. But yeah, man, like, I mean, I feel exactly the same way as you. Like, earlier in my career, it was a time where I was like, do you remember when we actually went to New York? Do you remember when we went to New York and filmed the documentary, the Underground Kings documentary? It was around up to about that time when I was literally, I would refuse to sleep for longer than 6 hours. I'd be up, literally, no matter what time we went to bed.
This guy's been gym in the hotel and everything before I've even got up.
Yeah, bro, like, honestly.
It's like, yo, where's double? Boom. Not even in the room.
Up, hit the gym, get some breakfast and get straight to work. Like, but I realise now.
But yeah, we were, Bro, we was on the grind then.
Yeah, proper.
That was the proper grind. Yeah, I miss that, you know. I want to go back. We need to go back and do a part two, G.
Yeah.
I've been saying it, man. We got to hit New York again this summer, bro. Mad.
Yeah, we
mad.
Do need to film another one. But yeah, I mean, doing that, I was solidly probably for about 18 months. And I think I spoke about this in a podcast we did about anxiety and depression. For about 18 months, I was solidly just working flat out. Didn't sleep for longer than 6 hours any night, no matter if I'd been on a turn up, no matter if I was ill, refused to sleep for longer than 6 hours a night. And then got loads of stuff done. But in the end, I ended up actually getting ill. And that's when all my anxiety and stuff kicked off. It was mad. So having a healthy amount of sleep, I think, is one of the most important things, man. Especially in our line of work where the body clock is just so messed up. And you know, bruv, you know, there's some DJs out there that they actually work a 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. It's quite, whoa. I think it's quite common. They work, they have an office job Monday to Friday. And then Friday night, Saturday night, they're out playing in the clubs. Like,
if they're only doing the two nights though, it's not that bad. Like, you stay up later on weekends anyway, do you know what I mean? So like, if you just push yourself through with doing a gig on a Friday and a Saturday night, but then you can sleep normal on a Sunday when you're knackered, like, you're not fully flipping the body clock, like, doing the two nights on, five off. So it's like, if they were DJing Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, some Sunday nights, and doing the 9 to 5, you're not surviving for long doing it like that.
No.
I reckon I could hold a 9 to 5 and do a Friday and a Saturday night gig on its own, but doing what I'm doing now, 4 or 5 nights, nah.
I had an office job. I had an office job for just over a year.
is that what that picture was? You put that on your story yesterday, that suit.
No. That was in 2011.
That's what Double used to rock to his office job, you know.
No. Not even. I had hair when I had the office job. So anyway, up until 2007, but get this, I would work from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the office. I was running a recording studio at the same time as well. So after the office, I'd literally drive home, shower and change, go straight to the studio because we had things going on there. So I was running that. And then after the studio, I was DJing 4 times a week. So I was out in the clubs. But at this point, I'm pretty sure clubs were only open until 2 a.m.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. license. It was only 2 a.m. So I was out DJing until 2 a.m. and then had to go home and sleep for a couple hours before getting up to go and do the office job again. And I quit that office job in 2007.
Double was an office grafter, you know.
Yeah, man. I worked for an insurance company.
And I respect that, man.
Well, that's
yo. Let's talk about some of our early jobs before we became DJs.
Oh, you know what?
Because man, let me flip this camera over. I need to flip the camera over.
All right. So before the office job, what was I doing before the office job? You know what? To be honest, bro, I didn't really have any career type jobs because straight out of college, I wanted to DJ. So as soon as I was 17. I was like, yeah, I want to do this DJing thing.
Oh, bro, same. Like, but I wasn't making money off it.
The only other thing I was going to do is, because through college, I basically went to college and did a diploma that would have got me into the Marines, like into the military, basically, but on an officer
you
level.
You look like the Marine cat. You look like a Marine cat back then.
Funnily enough, you can't see this, but right now I'm sat here in like camouflage cap and camouflage top as well. So maybe it's still there. But yeah, so the Marines was the original dream. And then I'd been just DJing in my bedroom and like college parties, you know, like sick form parties with my friend Ben. And then I picked up a flyer one day which had the promoter's number on it, and I just thought, all right, let me try. So I called, and this guy picked up, and I was like, I literally blagged it, bruv. I just found this flyer with the number, yeah, but I was like, oh, yeah, hi. My friend gave me your number, and he said you were looking for DJs. And then the guy goes, oh, yeah, we are. Can you come and do a trial? So I was like, yes, I'll come and do it. And then that's how I got my first club residency, bruv. I fully blagged it. Full on blaggage.
That's so, straight from the Marine Corps.
Yeah, well, no, I ended up, and because of that, because I started DJing, I never actually went for Marine selection, so I missed out. I was 12 weeks away from joining.
No, that's mad, bro. You could have, like, if you made it into the Marines, you might have been gone.
This was the exact time that the quote-unquote war on terror started as well, so they were sent straight off.
Yeah, no, yeah. You might have got into the Marine Corps, got onto the ladder, and like that would have been it, man. The DJ career would have never happened, bro.
Yeah, but while I was DJing, obviously, in the early days, I was still just doing shit little jobs that I didn't want to do. Like, I worked in a shop. I got fired from that for having beef with the manager. And then I worked in a pub kitchen for ages.
What age did you think to yourself your man wants to be a DJ, or like I'm looking to get some decks and pick up this music thing?
So I got my decks when I was 16, I think.
16. Okay.
I think I was 16. I got some decks. And then obviously
what
just practicing
what,
my bedroom.
What was it? Was it a set of belt drives?
No, direct drives. I had Stanton STR860s.
My guy went straight in for the direct drive. Yeah. Stanton, you know, with the straight tone arms.
Yeah, that's right. With the straight tone arms. Guy. The Stanton ones. I bought them off my friend that I used to do college parties with, the sick form parties. His cousin had a pair that he was selling. And I've still got my first decks, and I'm going to be mounting them on the wall behind me. So soon enough, you'll see them up on the wall. But yeah, did you have jobs before DJing?
Bro, I had bare jobs, bro. Like, so check this. My mum never wanted me to be a DJ, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, she wasn't around to even see my career even happen, which is a damn shame, man. Because she was always into music. Like, I remember she used to rock like the Lick Party, Trevor Nelson, like early mix CDs and all that, bro. It was mad. So like all that music was like rubbed off on me from young.
Yeah.
So like I got my first decks when I was 14 after begging for him from when I was like 11 or 12. Mm. So for like 3 years in a row, I asked for these decks, and every Christmas I cried because I never got them.
That's why I'm laughing at you with pain.
Because I know, do you know what I mean, you dick? So then after 3 years of still asking for them, I think my mum must have thought, oh, do you know what? This is actually not just a fad. He's been mithering me for decks every year now for 3 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got a pair of, it was a DJ box package, like all in one, and it was a pair of Cam BDX 280s, I think they were called. They were belt drives.
Yeah.
They were like held together with a fucking elastic band underneath the platter. Like, literally, the shoddiest turntables ever, bro. Like, you couldn't scratch on them or anything like that. Like, you could just about hold the mix without the needle jumping. Like, how I learned to mix on them, I have no idea. So anyway, got the decks, 14 to 16. I was just like, bedroom DJ. Started a little crew in school. In high school.
Yes.
Yeah, called the Deja Vu Crew.
Deja Vu Crew.
Get me. And it was garage. Yeah. Yeah, because I started on garage music. I didn't play R&B and all that back then. I was into like EZ and Sidewinder and that. So we started this crew called the Deja Vu Crew, right? And all the man them used to come round to my house, big up pops. My mum used to go to work, early doors. And then my dad used to let the man them come to the yard, and we'd have mixtape sessions in the crib before high school.
What, in the morning?
In the morning, before school. Bro, listen, bro. We used to get it in, bro. I'm talking 8 o'clock in the morning. The man then would get off the school bus outside school. I lived behind the school.
Right.
So it was perfect. So all the man them, like all the MC kids, they all lived in like Old Trafford, Moss Side. They were closer to town. They used to come in on this bus called the 701, which brought all the people in from surrounding areas. Yeah. Then they would get the early bus, come to the crib, and we would do mixtapes, record them, all the guys spitting, MCing, and then they would go around school. So everyone in school would be rocking like these tapes, bro. Yes. Like the shit was lit, bro.
Sick.
To the point where we got asked to do, we were doing the school discos.
Oh mate,
we were doing the school discos, bro.
How did I not know this about you?
Yeah, bro, we were doing the school discos, bro. Playing garage like Mystique, All I Want, and all that. Remember that tune?
Yeah, I do.
We was playing all that shit, bro. Bruv, Amira, My Desire, Casey and JoJo, Tell Me It's Real, the remix, all Asylum Steppers remix, all them tunes. So then after we did 2 years of the disco, right, I'm not even 16 yet. I'm like, we're planning our leaving party.
Yeah.
Leaving high school. And there was a community centre outside the school. So it was like, I wonder if... This is how my promo life started, by the way. 16, bro, just the babby. I was like, I wonder if they'll let us throw a party in there.
Yeah.
This is in the community centre, bro. Anyway... Because we kind of approached them from the school angle and said that we did the school discos, whatever. They said, yeah.
Oh, mate.
They said, yeah, bro. So we sold tickets. Stylus, the promoter, was born. Bro, we sold £5 tickets for kids to come to this party in the community centre. And then when it actually happened, bro, it was a roadblock.
Sick.
Half the school turned up, G.
That's
amazing. It turned into like, it was like a mini Sidewinder.
Yes.
Crazy. Bro, it was the sickest, man. Like, do you know what? I wish I could go back to school, man, because shit don't happen like that anymore. Anyway, I leave school and I'm 16. I can't get in the clubs. So I'm not, I mean, I can't make money off DJing straight away.
Yeah.
So I was like, I went to college, and then that was when my mum was like, you need to like start, you know what I mean? You're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to start getting some normal jobs, whatever a normal job is. So yeah, bro, I went for a run of jobs.
Like what did you do?
So I worked in, my first proper job was working in a pub as a glass collector.
Yeah.
Big up the King's Ransom. Big up the King's Ransom gang. Big up Richard, you know. Man like Richard, the boss, he was a G. So I worked in the King's Ransom as a glass collector, which eventually turned into doing like a bit of stuff on the bar. But then off the back of that, there was a bar across the road which needed a DJ, so I ended up getting a spot in there when I was 17. One night a week.
Yeah.
Still wasn't really making enough peas off it, so I was like, I still need to like keep working. So I ended up, I worked in the leisure centre for like 6 months, serving chips. serving chips, bro, to the people that come out of the pool in my bright orange T-shirt, yeah, looking like... Just looking like an absolute weapon, brother. It was peak. So yeah, I served chips for 6 months. Then the third and final job. Wait, did I have more jobs? In fact, I had two more jobs after this. Tesco. Man worked in Tesco. Yeah. Man worked in Tesco, bro, for about a year. I got fired from there because me and the manager just didn't get along and like.
Yeah, it's like me in the shop I worked for.
Bro, I have this thing, right? If people are nice to me, I'm nice. Even at that young age, like, if you're nice to me, I was nice to you. But if you came and spoke to me like a dick, even at 16 or 17, you was going to get it back.
Yeah.
And I was a bit more rough around the edges back then. So, yeah, the manager got told where to put the job up his batty. So, yeah, I lost that job. Then I worked in... Then I had a good job. Man worked in Virgin Megastores, bro. On the vinyl section.
Yes.
Get me, that was the last job that I had, really, because the Virgin Megastores, they went under in the end, they ended up pulling, and then they turned into Zavvi for a bit, and then Zavvi went under as well, but yeah, I was the guy at the back on the little record bit where you could play the tunes, and people were coming looking for songs and whatnot, and after that, that was my last job. It took me to when I was like 18, and then boom. I was in the clubs ever since.
DJing took over.
That one night a week residency on the Friday turned into 3 nights. They give me Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
£150 a night, bruv. At 18, 3 nights a week. Yeah. I was gassed.
Some people aren't even getting that now.
Bro, man is still out here on 150 at 30.
Yeah.
Not saying no names. So yeah. That's kind of where that was kind of my journey from school through jobs into being in the clubs, and then 12 years later, man's here still.
There you go.
So, yeah, I've had some poor jobs, man. But like sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to get shit done, G.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Like, it's that simple. Like, I was working and my money was going, I was funding my DJ habit.
Yeah, that's exactly the same with me, man. The money that I was making from, like, the pub kitchen and whatnot, and the money that I was making through the office job basically paid for me to get the equipment that I needed as I was going. But more importantly, back in them times, it paid for me to buy the vinyl so that I had the music that I needed to get into the clubs. Because there wasn't no record pools. There wasn't any iTunes that you could download on. Like, it was vinyl. Have to buy vinyl. If you don't have the vinyl, you can't play. Mad.
Yeah, that's actually mad. Like, I wonder, we say this all the time, but imagine if it was like that now. I would, like, the DJ thing wouldn't have evolved to the mess that it's in now.
No, definitely.
The mess that we're in now, bro. Like, imagine how many DJs wouldn't have even bothered to even try it if they knew they had to buy turntables, buy each individual record. Like,
not only that,
it'd just be sick.
If you think about when it was vinyl times as well, because you're spending your own money on certain vinyls, you're not going to buy vinyls you don't like. So that's why every single DJ has their, or at least then, every single DJ had their own sound. And obviously there was the top records that everyone liked and everyone played and everyone had to own. But it was everything around that that made you and your set unique. That was how, brother, I'll be real, that's how I managed to establish myself in Brighton when I did. Because
man was getting the records early.
Well, because I can't, not just getting the records early, because really and truthfully, in the early days, I wasn't, because I was the outsider. So I was coming into the record store, fresh-faced 18-year-old, this guy I'd never seen before. He's not going to give me the special ones yet because I haven't proved my place. Do you know what I mean? But what I did come with...
That's exactly what it was like.
But what I did come in with was a different perspective on the music. Because I was an outsider, I was from out of town. I didn't hang out with any of the DJs from the town. So I had a completely different way of looking at music and mixing to everybody else. So if you saw me play, even though in the early days I was getting the early sets, if you saw me play, it sounded different to everyone else because I had a different taste. And that was then, like, the promoters are, okay, well, we want to get this guy because he's not like everyone else. He sounds different. And that's, do you know what I mean? That's where I feel like it's evolved, because these days everyone's playing just the same stuff. No one's really taking risks or putting their own flavor in, which we've spoken about. I mean, we've chatted about it a few times on the podcast.
That's why this weekend was dope, bro, right? Because I'm playing with Q and Joe Sensation, right? And they're both quite creative and, like, a bit out there with the selections.
Very,
right?
Very eclectic DJs, both of them.
Exactly, man. So, like, me and Q ended up going back to back, and it was just, like, the most out there, creative, like, next edits. Like, we're doing tricks off each other because me and Q, like, we know each other's sets. We've played back to back. There's only, like, a handful of DJs I can go back to back with. Q's like one of them. He's right deck, I'm left deck, one deck each.
Sick.
But we've got an S9, and then we're both, like, doing tricks off the back of each other.
It
was just like, because he's playing different shit that I've not heard, like, I'm then my route, my like trail of thought with the music is completely different.
Yeah, it sends you off somewhere else, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Like, so, like, every song he would play, like, I'm like getting redirected in the next route. Like, when you play on your own, sometimes you can get into a little bit of a routine with how you put your stuff out.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, doing that back to back, and especially with someone who is mad creative anyway and plays, bro, the edits, man, was, bro, I told him, I said, I'm writing these down, no shame. My man was playing some next edits. But yeah, I think that was fire, bro. Like, that whole back to back stuff, it definitely opens up, like, creative levels, because sometimes you can just get stuck in your own ways, man. And I've not done a back-to-back set for
time. No, brother, I haven't done a back-to-back set. I swear, me and you went back-to-back at Tipsy in Edinburgh, didn't we?
Yeah, and that was actually lit.
That was the last time I did one.
That was lit. That was fire. The Afrobeats rang off that
good.
Night.
That was a good one.
Double. When Double gets into a zone, you can't talk to him.
No,
you can't even look at him. Like, he's just literally, I was trying to catch him on the camera bare times, and it's like I'm not even there,
bro. It's like no one's there. It's fucking weird, man. I'm just in the bubble, but I just go, like,
nah, it's proper. That's proper. They're the best ones. When you have to watch the crowd too much, kind of kills your vibe, man. Like, when you can just roll with it and the energy is great.
Yeah,
Best ones.
Good times.
Best ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go and get,
there you go.
Go and get a 10-minute look sleep, after mate. I think I'm going to
look after yourself. Double can go for a 10-minute power nap. Get me? I'm going to try and come down to London as well in the next couple of weeks so we can sit down with a couple more guests, man. So if anyone has any like DJs or anyone we think we should chop it up with down in the capital, let us know, man. Let us know. We're open to suggestions.
If you want to join us the podcast, hit us up in the comments below.
But you must be near London on a Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be on a Monday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we do it. Yeah. So if you're around London on Mondays in the next like couple of weeks and you feel like you can add some spice to the cast,
yeah,
then hit us up, innit? I've had a few people reach out, actually, bro. I've had a few people hit me up that want to come, man.
Yeah, so, man.
Yeah, we'll chase that up. We'll chase that up. We'll make it work.
Let's do it. Let's bring the guests in.
Hashtag Talkover Podcast. Get on Spotify, YouTube, iTunes,
Apple Music,
all of that.
All of that Apple good Music. Stuff. Yes, subscribe, like, comment, tell a friend to tell a friend.
To tell a mum.
Yeah.
All right. We out.